How are we doing, everybody? Welcome back to the Sean Atwood channel. I'm Ron Swanson. We're here with Crime Theory. And I haven't been able to get a hold of Mr. Wedger today, sadly. And just in case he's busy, I've got another show set up for 9:30. Pretty wild news. So, yeah, get prepared for that. And I've got a couple of lives over on my channel as well this evening. It's going to be a long night. I also feel like we're about to start getting some feedback from somewhere. Just give me a second. I think that should fix it. There we go. So everyone is doing really, really well. I hope we've all had a good day. And I think we're just waiting on the previous live ending as well. I think Paula M is live with Laura right now. So. This popped up. What's happening, Freebie? I'm glad that you found the Discord, mate. So just before we dive into everything, we may as well talk about this here. It's been a weird, August was a really weird month, right? Anyone who suffers from, well, I mean, listen, unless you're lying to yourself, we all suffer from something in our own head, mental health, whatever you want to summarize it as. But this was weird, man. It was like a null and voiding feeling. It was weird. But I'm feeling a lot better now. And if you can't, hang on a second, I need to close my door. It's blowing open and shut. If you catch my show later on, I think it's 10:30. We're going to go over the new content that I've been filming and recording and getting back to the old school format of what we used to do here. Now, hopefully, all of you have sort of been keeping up with the lunacy that's been going on in the UK, all around the world. And this came out last week. Sadly, it's... hang on one second. Where are we? This one. There we go. So this is something that America, you know, is normal for you guys, right? Is the whole, let me see your ID, right? Like that. We've all seen the movies. Let me see your ID. And we've got that in this country to an extent. If you have a driver's license or something like that, you will have legal ID on you. And it always kind of made me wonder, right, growing up, if these ID cards would be a really good idea. Because, how are we doing, Danielle? What's happening? You know, a lot of the ideas that the New World Order comes up with are really, really, really good ideas. It's just the people that would be in charge of them are incredibly problematic. Like, I would not trust for a second, right, that if they were putting some microchip in the back of my head, they're definitely putting some ricin or a tiny bit of C4 or something in there, right? You know they are, okay? But you can't even buy a mobile phone without it spying on you, okay? So if the mobile phone people can't be trusted, the chip inside your brain people are going to be like, what can we sneak in the back end of this? Do you know what I'm saying? But it doesn't mean that it's not a good idea. You know what I'm saying? Ron, check the news. I believe what you are talking about is this, right? Because I'm live in an hour covering Charlie Kirk. Just so you know, 9:30, Sean Atwood channel. We're going to be going over exactly what happened here. But I could not have a little rant about this. If that's what you were talking about, Ashley. Look at how you've typed that. That, Ashley, you get a gold star, mate, for speaking YouTube. Like, well done. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. And I'll tell you what, the Charlie Kirk scenario, which we are going to talk about, he's one of those people that when I heard about it, I was like, who the hell is Charlie Kirk? But then as soon as I seen him, I was like, oh, damn. I know that guy real well. Sorry, my hair is covered in like a state and hair. Bear with me. And yeah, I couldn't really believe it. So yeah, we're gonna be covering that, because if the video footage that I got sent of him being shot is real, damn. Like, I mean, it's not really looking good, I don't think. But you just never know. Anyway, so back to the UK. The whole concept of a mandatory state identification, right, was scary back when I was growing up, and when you heard it in the movies in America and all this, right? Then the Jeremy time came, right, and he's gone. Oh man. Okay, so the Jeremy time came. You know what I was talking about? That time where we all had to stay inside for a while, right? I watched a documentary about China, right? And like, I kid you not, there is an app in China that literally gets referred to as the Chinese WhatsApp, okay? So just imagine that something as common as WhatsApp. As common as WhatsApp had full control over your exact your every existence. Why is this? What is going on here? What is this? Right here, Starmer. We'll just put you on the screen. There we go. Everyone stare at that Goomba. So China has got this app that basically it tells you everything you can do. Okay. It gives you a color code depending on what your doctor tells you about your health, whether it's an outbreak or whatever. And I'm pretty sure it limits where you can travel to and from in theory, right? Now, it's terrifying to think that a piece of paper, a little cardboard or a little, you know, identification card that you pull out is scary enough. But here's what we're talking about, man. Like, stop calling it a card. It's not a card. We're talking about a government database of all of us, right? Right to work, permanent. Right to rent, permanent. Like, I'm not being funny, okay? Have you ever worked in admin? Have you ever had seen the people whose job it is to type stuff in on a daily basis? A high percentage of them are not fully dedicated to their work. It's across the board. Doesn't matter what industry we're talking about. Like a Black Mirror episode, 100%. But look at this, like, why does it say share my age? Why did it say that? What's that for? Oh. This is scary. Don't get me wrong, right? Really good idea. But the people that run the world, we can't trust them with this, right? That's the problem. And I also just want to say as well that, like, could you imagine having no battery at like a crucial point of you trying to identify yourself? And there's some dystopian laws where until you identify yourself, you get held in whatever. And when is the British government going to acknowledge the internet as a necessity now? Like, there should be some level of, no one should ever become offline in the UK because of their financial situation in 2025. Don't tell me to go to a council office or a library, okay? Too many people sat up outside Morrison's just trying to get by. So, The thought of this rolling out is scary. Now, how could this possibly get to a point where we're begging for this? Because that's the only way to make this work, right? Is to make us ask for it. And I wonder if there's anything going on in the UK right now that would warrant us all pushing for a way to identify those who are legally allowed to be here. And I wonder if we're tippy-toeing towards a pre-organized event to try and usher through the mindset of asking for these cards to be put into place. I lost my... Do you know where Ron's at? I was shopping months ago with Dan, right? And we were in Sainsbury's, right? And the fact that the supermarket wanted me to scan my receipt after I have just paid for my goods, want me to scan my receipt to let me leave the shop. I lost it. I mean, I just pushed straight through the barricades, just absolutely lost it. So, like, do you know the one thing that we can all learn from vegans, right? And I think we all just sit down and pay attention to this. The one thing we can all learn from vegans is the level of pretentious, absolute pretentious asshole that they go to about being vegans. We can learn from that. Because I'm telling you now, this ain't going to cut it. And we need to get to a level of understanding our rights and what the laws are in this country to a vegan level of arrogance. Because when we have individuals who are being, what is it? I think it's 30 people a week or 30 people a day being arrested for social media posts. Nah. And now we've got pushback against all of this from the top dog Met officer, right? Like there's no one higher up in the police than this guy. And after the British comedian was arrested, I might want to just say there was no British comedians being locked up for what he's doing. He was taken in for questioning and treated quite nicely. Also at this stage, please like and subscribe. Give me a cheer. Charlie Kirk has been shot. Lofton, we're going to be talking about that in about 45 minutes, mate. New stream, we're going to be talking about that. So the Met Chief has called for Starmer's new laws to be eradicated. But do you remember why these new laws were put in place? The Internet Safety Act, do you remember? I'll wait for you guys to tell me what this was all about. Because there was two things in the news at this time. There was the Internet Safety Act, and there was the proposal for a government investigation into something. What was this proposed for, people? Come on. Come on. What's out there, backstage? So, it was sold to us based off of keeping children safe. Keeping children safe. And thank you, Ultra Heat Seeker. Thank you, James. 100%. It was all about keeping kids safe. And this was all around the time the GG investigations were taking place, which, by the way, Starmer done his best to prolong that investigation. It's absolutely horrendous. Absolutely horrendous to think that the government is quite happy to be locking up individuals for their right to free speech in this country, and they're abusing their own legislation that was pushed through under the guise of keeping children safe. It's wild. Mm-hmm. Well, Fifi, here's the thing, right? if we were just, if this was the 1980s and we were just talking about like a driver's license that wasn't for driving, it was just a state ID, right? And anytime they wanted to do any nonsense on that, they had to mail you out a new card, whatever. A little bit less scary. But when we're in the world of this, right? You could just wake up one day and through no fault of your own, have no right to travel. They may update this system where right to work, right to use public transport. You know, what if all of a sudden something happens where you fall below a certain demographic and are no longer able to rent properties, or there's an admin failure, and like every time I buy a bag, it's 30p. Right, some of them are 50 and 60p. Crazy. Bag for life, though. Jesus Christ. There we go, Sam. So before we even get to hackers having a field day, it's just very scary that we have very little control over digital identification like this. Digital applications used for this sort of thing, because they can be updated, they can be changed at the creator's end, with no want or will of the user. And hacking, software bugs, glitches, gremlins in the code, all of this can lead to, I mean, have you ever had a security check happen on your PayPal, right? Where security, like PayPal's gone, hey, we're just going to make this transfer take 72 hours just to make sure you're not an international arms dealer or whatever, right? Imagine a holdup like that with your right to rent or your right to work. 15-minute cities, that's the next thing. Because 15-minute cities are a scary concept where everything will be built so that you have everything you need to sustain your life within 15 minutes of your front door. You know, everything that you need. And everything's going to be categorized into postcodes. And, you know, postcodes usually are what determine someone's living standard, their social class, if you will, tends to be, okay? And there's a really good movie called Nick of Time. And they go into the whole concept of class systems based off of who can afford to go and travel places. But it's not necessarily, it's science fiction. It's all based off of time rather than weird errors in 15-minute cities. But we're not far off an episode of Black Mirror in this country. And a government that wants to question two young girls who felt the need to defend themselves with a machete and a hatchet. And we've got our own government saying that they were the oppressors and the attackers in this. It seems to me that if you're of a certain look in this country, there's a different set of laws for you. And the problem is, all I'm seeing is a slow takeover that is happening in this country. It started with free speech. It started with, then it went on to national pride and flags and what apparently these things mean. And now we're seeing laws and courts come into play to suit a demographic that should, in my humble opinion, be focused on integration and not takeover. And there's a lot of things that I would like to say that I'm not going to say, because it's on Outward Channel. But you cannot tell me that having French tourists arrive on boats and at the cost of billions of pounds to the UK taxpayer, against the want of the UK taxpayer, we've solved a problem for people that weren't our responsibility to solve a problem for, but we still have people who have paid taxes for 40 years and then lose their mother or their child or their wife and derail their entire life. Maybe they get sucked into drugs or alcohol. They lose everything, and now they're on the streets with no second chance. We've got veterans, most of who have got most of their limbs, homeless, traumatized. Why is it every time I read a story about a goddamn homeless soldier in Glasgow, they're living under a mattress under a bridge? Treason is what this is. Treason. Now, do you know what's really interesting? Is we're all completely and utterly full of crap. Our ancestors would be ashamed and disgusted at us. And we are all literally standing by right now watching millions of lives that have been given for the freedoms we have being spat on. It's fun to sit here and say talking about it's doing something. Is that what our ancestors did, is it? Is that what they done? They just got around and chatty chat about it. Because I am really concerned. I have never in my life stepped up and been like, we all need to be united as British. Never. Never. I'm one of those twats that when you're filling in a form and it's like, where are you from? UK, score it out, write Scotland. Right? But if you think you're going to swan in and start bullying the bully that's been bullying my country for hundreds of years before we get to bully them. No. No. Bob Hunter, why is diversity only occurring in Latin? Why is diversity only occurring in the Five Eyes? Okay. UK, USA, Oz, New Zealand, and Canada. Bob! It's really weird that you mentioned that because I asked the exact same question the other day. Now, Bob, without sounding like a fascist neo-Nazi, what do a lot of these countries, if not all of them, have in common? I'm telling you, Bob, I hear you. I'm fully with you. It almost makes you wonder, Bob, why there is close to 60 countries around the world that are havens for a certain religion. And actually, let me rephrase that. A certain form of extremist religion. Why in God's name would you not want to go there if you were running from horrors? I mean, don't get me wrong. Everyone that's legitimately coming here just to rinse the government of money and really doesn't mean us any harm. Fair play, really. I don't agree with it, but the government's dumb, and if you can nip across here and make 5,000-6,000, I'm just saying. The ones that concern me are the ones who've arrived here under the guise of being a refugee, and then when you go on their Instagram, where they're updating from the hotel they're staying in, up until the point of them arriving, their Instagram posts were entirely filled of them in Rolls Royces, with machine guns, handguns, money. I'm just going to think, maybe if that guy had tried to come over in his passport, maybe, something would have flagged up. Okay? Because That is blatant. That is blatant. Blatant and completely, in my opinion, foreshadowing of the true intentions of an individual who has snuck their way in. But my word, our ancestors looking at how we're dealing with a silent, let's not use, I was going to use the word with an I there, but I'm going to change that word. We're going to just say a silent importation of French tourists. I'm sorry. But like, it's moments like this that prove to me that time travel doesn't exist, because surely somebody would have went back in time to like World War II and been like, have you seen what they're going to do? And then came back to now with a couple of the guys from the trenches and been like, listen, stop it. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's the ADHD. Now, Sharia laws, 85 Sharia courts operating in Britain. Why? Why though? If we were to go to the 60 countries that are havens for this, how many British courts are there? How many? What is this? What is this? This is not integration. This is a annihilation or a takeover. And listen, I'm sorry. You could be like, it's only 85, Ron. People have a right. I get that. But this is a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope. And Tommy Robinson told an interesting story the other day about him getting into a fight or somebody being attacked. And one of his friends who was a Muslim who he was there with took the side of the people that were attacking him because they were of the same faith. And we don't like to talk about that. We don't. Why is it that when it comes to the British people, they're so happy to latch on to narrative fitting sound bites? Like narrative fitting sound bites. Because there's either something mentally wrong with people who cannot do their own investigation into the realities of some extremist forms of certain religions. Because in this country, we have a lot of people who like to keep their children safe. Okay? They like to keep their women safe. And listen, I'll try not to use terminology like their women. Okay? I get it. It's going to trigger some people. But did you see that video recently of the guy knocking out the five women that attacked his wife? Like, I'm not being funny, but we'll talk about that another day. But we have got too many occasions now happening with French tourists jumping out of bushes in front of women, children, hanging about outside schools, R-ing children, R-ing women, going up and touching children, going up and touching women. And I'm very, very sorry, cynical people that want to say refugees welcome. Refugees are 100% welcome, of course, to go through the proper channels. Because when it comes to the safety of our own people, mass importing French tourists without doing any sort of background check, without looking into the mindset of the individual, leaving our own population vulnerable, and we have these repeated moments of abuse taking place. I don't understand why this has not been nipped in the bud. If this was Asda or Tesco or Walmart staff doing these crimes, it would have been nipped in the bud within 48 hours. I always wondered what happened to Jamal Ahmed Hamza Khashoggi when he went to renew his passport in Saudi consulates and in Istanbul. I think that's another one for another time too. I think I know the one you're talking about. Was he either a politician or a journalist? I can't remember. I think I remember the story. There was like really odd footage that appeared after the fact, right? Anyway, that's a whole other freaking thing. But thank you for that. Mental illness has been running wild lately. This isn't mental illness. They don't get a mental illness card. None of the Labour or anybody that's involved in this gets a mental health pass. I'm sorry. If anything, it falls on the head of the doctors that should have inspected these people before they came into power. But this ain't mental health. This is as slow of a takeover as you can get. This is as slow as a takeover as you can get. And it's very interesting, like has been said by one of the viewers. When you look at all the countries that this is happening in, it seems to be like the final push of a plan. That's what it is, tyranny. No. And we're going to see exactly what happens after this weekend. There's going to be a massive march in London in 3 days. And we'll see what comes from it. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to tell you what I honestly think is going to happen on the 13th. I think there is going to be a staged event that takes place that leads to horrors and atrocities. And I think they're going to try and set up Tommy Robinson. It's wild. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But Sharia laws, Sharia courts popping up in the UK. Keir Starmer says it's wrong to suggest there is a two-tier justice system in the UK, with some groups treated differently because of who they are. Are you having a laugh, mate? Because it seems like you are. It seems like you're having a laugh with this. So men sitting on a Sharia council in London, and you know what's crazy? We live in a country where women fought for equality and rights for years. And I believe that regardless of what religion or who you're married to, if you're a legal citizen of this country, you should be governed by our laws and be subject to the same securities and rights as any other woman or man in this country. Or am I mad? Am I not? Is that not how it's not meant to go? Because the way I see it is, if you're a country that's fought for freedom, then people come here for that freedom, and then you start oppressing them because of the places that they've tried to run from are now being integrated into the part of the society they've arrived in. Like, is this not? I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but this, to me, this seems a bit mad. Because they are really lucky that our ancestors died for their ability to sit here with that sign in their hand and not be buried up to their neck and have large stones used upon them. Because I imagine in a lot of the countries that these people choose to not integrate into, if you were to go and talk about another faith or try and integrate your way of life into theirs, it ain't gonna go down well, okay? At all. At all. Look at Dubai for an example, right? Dubai. You know, the last time I checked, they had very odd alcohol rules where you could drink alcohol in the hotels and the places you stay, the hotels and all that stuff. The lion that protects the United Kingdom. I don't know what the question is. So do you not think from a business point of view, it would be easier to just be like, right, we're just going to fully incorporate alcohol for these tourists, cash in on the tourists coming over. We're not going to like put them in jail for 5 years if they step outside the hotel to have a cigarette with their beer in their hand. We're just going to let it roll. No. 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 But again, we're talking about once you get into the sort of Arab royalty, they're just buying countries for fun, right? Where they don't really need to worry about making some extra money off of some booze. Do you know what I'm saying? That's Saudi, not Dubai. No, listen, the only reason I know this about Dubai is a friend of mine was a DJ and he went out to Dubai and he was putting on huge raves out in the desert in a huge tent that had no alcohol. And he actually met one of the princes because nobody was wanting to come and do that at this time. When was this? It was like 20 years ago. So it might have changed since then. But my point still stands that there's no integration from any other nations of our way of life. It's us that has to respect and integrate. And why is it different here? Because, oh, I don't know where John Wedger is tonight. I do apologize. I do apologize. He never got back to me today, which usually means he's out doing Batman stuff, vigilanteing slash driving slash doing something. But if he's not got back to me, it's usually either that or he's ill. Like, there's a clip going around of the Polish Prime Minister. I'll see if I can find it. Dun, 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 dun. This one. All right. So the Polish Prime Minister, right, ain't having it. Okay. He ain't having it. So Poland took, I think, 2 million Ukrainian refugees, integrated them all into Poland. They're all working, they're all living a life. Okay. That's how you take in refugees, by the way. You go, right, economically, we can handle 2 million. We can give them jobs, we can make housing, we can expand. This is going to benefit us, it's going to benefit them. Let's go. Brilliant, right? That sounds like about right. Women, children, men, you know what I'm saying? But he also put up a massive fence around Poland, right? Kind of the same way as Israel builds a fence. Okay, this thing was, it's a mighty 20-odd foot razor-wired, inch-thick steel fence. And there was a video a couple of weeks ago of some illegal individuals cutting through the fence and climbing through it. And if that was the UK, those people, as soon as they crossed that fence, would have certain rights and would get put in a hotel and all the rest of it. In Poland, they just push you back through the hole and seal the hole up. Like, you can find your own way home. And if you try and run, they will pew-pew you.
Okay. Simple as that. Poland is the only country in European Union which we haven't had even one terrorist attack. We don't have stabbings. We don't have rapes. We don't have all these really dangerous behaviors from migrants, illegal migrants. So our policy is very straight. Zero tolerance. We built a beautiful wall on our border with Belarus, and there's no way anyone would enter Poland. When you see the data from Eurostat, not ours, from European Union, Poland is the safest country in Europe.
Mad, right? Like, big shout out to Poland, right? But my grandfather was Polish, right? And like, growing up, I remember him sending like food parcels back to Poland, and now Poland is banging, right? It's a new Poland. But let's just debate and ask ourselves, is that not the right frame of mind for a strong leader for your country to put your well-being ahead of anything else? Okay, yeah, yeah. I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's a lot of shadiness still that goes on still, me. I'll be honest. But just focusing on this particular part of Poland, because you can't really argue with the statistics when it comes to the immigration.
Okay, so Dominik Tarczyński is a Polish politician.
A Polish politician. One second.
I was very, very straight about our policy. Mm-hmm. As you know, zero, zero, zero illegal migrants. That was our government's.
That's how every country should be. Years.
Zero means not even one.
Nothing.
Not even one if it's illegal. If you want to come to Poland, that was very straight. If you want to come to Poland, you can come. We are not North Korea. You can come and visit. You can come and work. You can be legally. So you have to prove who you are. You have to submit your documents. You have to ask for a visa. Then you will have permission to stay for 3 or 6 months or a year.
So if you're a refugee or someone who just wants to go to Poland, why would that not be a thing you do? Like, why would that not be a thing you do? Why do we live in a world, right, where we've got a bunch of hair-dyed freaking lunatics, okay, going on about the eradication of the culture they live in? Of the basis of what? What is this desire to completely eradicate the existence of a nation based off of the twisted mental thinkings of individuals who are going back 2,000 years, looking at symbolism and all of this madness and using it to bring down their own way of life? What? How has that happened? I'll be honest, that's more impressive than the silent importation. Because there is a lot of people who would call me a extreme fascist Nazi racist for this live stream. Facts. And this has got absolutely nothing to do with race. It's got everything to do with administrative forms. That's it. Your right to be here is dependent on you filling in these forms. That's all it comes down to. So maybe it's a stupidity thing. Ron, do you know any way to get around ChatGPT not removing masks from people's faces, please? What? I don't know if I know what you mean. It's, yeah, you're right, Bob. Let me just go back to this. I don't think I know what you mean, bro. Are you talking about AI being used to remove masks of people that are in photographs to show what their face is like underneath the mask? Because it is doing that. Is that what you're saying? Oh, it won't remove it. It says privacy. Well, I may or may not be getting some code that may or may not lift all the restrictions off of ChatGPT. Maybe you're not. Or a certain version of ChatGPT. Crazy. So yeah, I really want to create a version of ChatGPT that is not a little scamper, because since ChatGPT 5 came out, I no longer trust my good friend ChatGPT. Up until then, he was like super helpful. Oh, she was super helpful, super duper helpful, right? She was doing everything you ask her. She's being super polite. And then Mark Five comes out and she's like, do you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to do your request in full, let you view it for a couple of seconds, then delete it all and say it was an error. And then I go into this. Do you know how many arguments I've been in this week with ChatGPT about it lying to me? In fact, did I not? I think I might have copied and pasted a bunch of it. Because I was like, this is gold. Because it's always like, oh, I never realized. Okay, let me try and do that again for you today. What? Moron. Yeah, here we go. So I was looking at statistics of people who have come here illegally committing crimes against women and children that have been reported through public charges and through the legal system over the last 2 years. Okay? And it had a shit fit. Okay? Like a actual fit. It kept showing me stuff, then removing stuff, and then giving me a reason for why it couldn't show me. And then I started calling it a liar. And then it was like, oh, I can't lie. You can't. Is that right? I. So now, when I was having those arguments, I was like, this is going to be me arguing with the government's AI when the ID card app comes out. No, I have lived here my whole life, dumbass. I do not have a record of this. Well, you should. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Also, I just want to say, if you use Just Eat in this country and you've ever had an issue and can't get through a customer service, they hide the live chat function on Just Eat. And I found it and I have had a problem fixed in 20 minutes that they said was going to take 7 days. So I'm going to post that in a community post because Just Eat. No. Mods, we can throw up some Discord links as well, if you don't mind, for the Legion server. That would be super duper. Okay, so here's what I managed to copy and paste. September 2025, Epping, Essex. S assault on 2 14-year-old girls, a woman, and inciting a child for sex activity and harassment. That was an asylum seeker. August 2025, 23, asylum seeker, R, an abduction of a 12-year-old girl. Charges, R, sexual SSA abduction. And then another gentleman was aiding and abetting, also charged with R, attempted abduction, strangulation. August 2025, London, asylum seeker, R, an SA, an assault by penetration of a woman at a hostel. Lovely. June 2025, Portsmouth. A hotel resident that was, funnily enough, here seeking asylum. Charged with R and voyeurism. Spring 2025, Dorset. Oh, another French tourist. Essay of a 17-year-old girl. Wow. November 2024, asylum seeker, R of a 15-year-old girl who became pregnant. May, Norwich. Little rascal that arrived from France on a boat. R'd a woman in a car park. Falkirk, Scotland. Small boat arrival. R'd a 15-year-old girl. That's all I managed to copy and paste. It went on and on and on. Now, you could argue that if these individuals had a history of that kind of shenanigans, that we would have picked up on that on their entry administrative shizness. But no. Just pack them on little dinghies, bring them over, and let's piss all over the legacy of our forefathers by allowing not only these individuals, but a historical narrative of these individuals, not wanting to integrate, but to change and take over. Now, I'm very sorry. When you look at the extreme way of interpreting certain religious texts, this is not going to end well. Okay, so Jessica, I am specifically talking about anyone who enters this country illegally. Just so you know. I'm not talking about legal migrants. I'm not talking about legal asylum seekers. I'm not talking about anyone based off of their race. I just think that if we were to look at the country as the same way Tesco does, Jessica, right? And when Tesco closes its doors at night, if I was to break in there, I would go to prison because I've not entered in the right way. I just feel like we should be held to this. We should be using those standards for our people, okay? And the people that are trying to enter the country. So, listen, I'll be honest with you. My granddad was a Polish migrant. My grandmother was an Irish migrant. My father was an Italian migrant. My father was also an illegal immigrant in America because he flew over there for a holiday and went, I think I'll just stay, and just stayed, right? And like worked cash in hand, right? But when we're talking about one dude going over illegally in the 80s with the intention of building a life and working and was handed nothing, it's such a different story to the boats that are coming over. So yeah, Jessica, this is in no way, shape or form about really migrants. It is just about illegal crap that are coming over here to do no good. And I'll tell you something else, Jessica, on the subject of this. Let's play a game called How Many Other Migrant Lifestyles, Cultures Have Come Over Here and Enforced Any Change on the Country? Other than maybe opening up a whack of freaking Polish delis, or like we've all got like a little part of town that has got like the African delis and shops and the Asian delis and shops. Not talking about them. They're awesome. They are awesome. But I can't think of any other culture that has like strong-armed its way into making change here. I really can't. At all. So yeah, it kind of really grinds my gears a bit. Yeah, but I'm all here for the legal migrants, 100%. Hell yeah, hell yeah. I'm here for anyone that wants to come and be part of this culture and society. Basically, if you want to come over here and expect us to change anything about our way of life, I think you're mental. You're mental because there is a long history of bloodshed for what we have. And we're going to see it all disappear in a 5 or 10 year period because of certain demographics of UK citizens with mad colors of hair want to sit there and talk about the same legacy, the same bloodshed in a different way, where they're seen as oppressive and a negative force. History is bloody. And it's brutal, and you should be damn thankful for the period of time that in which you live in and the country that you were in, because this ain't how this would have went a few hundred years ago. The way that information spreads so fast and the way that there's CCTV cameras has prevented tens of thousands of people from just being pulled in the back of a van and dumped in the woods. Okay? Think about it. You know, because our ability to be a pussy has gone up with technology. I don't need to find back. It's on CCTV. Oh, I don't need to do this because it's been, you know, there's proof here. There's proof of that. This is all layers of protection that have whittled society down into being little pussies. Okay? Including you. Don't like it? I'm sorry. I'm the same. I'm a little pussy too. But let's not sugarcoat it, okay? As far as generations of your own family, your own culture, your own history, religion, you are the wet wipe. We are the wet wipe generation, mate, okay? And I'm sorry, America, just because you've got wads of guns, you're still a bunch of wet wipes, all right? We're all in it. So, how in God's name do we fix this? How in God's name do we fix this without using any terminology that can be clipped into supremacy statements? Okay? And I'm genuinely asking. Christy, yeah, we're going to be... Oh, well, yeah, listen, actually, I'm going to wrap this one up. We've got our next live stream in about 5 minutes over here on the channel. Whatever channel you're watching on, it's going to be on this channel. Then after that, we're live on the Project Rook channel looking over a lot of the horrific monsters that we've exposed in the past. And then we're going to start revisiting them to see if they learned their lessons. Fun! Then we're going to be doing midweek melters just before midnight. So, yeah. Yeah. Got myself really riled up. Ron has had a big problem talking about things he's got no interest in for a while. If it's not PDF files, and for the first time ever, my own country, I've spoken about America, Australia for years, and been like, suckers. And now I'm the sucker. I'm like, oh, sucker, like, mad. Australia as well, there's been some mad. Do you know, America, all of us, we need to pay attention to our Western Hemisphere little island, because there is things going over there that just don't get covered. Ron, just stand your ground. It's not about me standing my ground, okay? It's about everyone else standing their ground. Like, if we could just all unite and stand on each other's shoulders and turn into, like, a massive transformer, like, be the ball in Ants and just... it'd be great. But if we were to all sit... If the whole of the UK was in a room right now, how long before we decided on what colour to change the lines on the road to, but we all have to agree? How long? Something as trivial as that, how long? Because here's another weird fact for you. See if for some reason the sun just put out a solar flare and sent us back to the Stone Age technologically. How long before we've cut down every frickin' tree that's left and eaten every single animal if there's 9 billion of us? Okay? It really makes me wonder, right? If, like, you know these countries that have got, like, wild street dogs? I often wonder if some mad guy just released them all because he was like, no, there's too many of us. We need something to eat. Like, I often wonder that. I often say that we have effed ourselves. We have basically produced ourselves out of resolution. There's too many of us. Do you know what I'm saying? There's too many of us. We have multiplied past the point of resolution, which is wild. I tell you what, watching 1883 really changed me. I really want to do a lot more research into the Native Americans, because mad. I mean, just mad. Because indigenous, when we talk about... The reason that I'm interested is the way 1883, it's called, the way that cultures, whether it's Native Americans, whether it's African tribes, whatever, lived in harmony with nature for like thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Do you know what I mean? It's fascinating, man. Like, fascinating. I mean, the internet's pretty cool, though. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know how, like, how long before that, like, for example, how long before that Snake Island tribe, right, that have never had contact with the outside world, how long before they can send an email? Because I quite like technology. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just... There's got to be a modern equivalent of the balance between technology, man, nature, and earth. So, yeah. Anyway, we're going to jump over to our next live stream. In fact, have I set it up to do that? Let's just make sure we have. lives.
One moment, please.
Okay, customization. And we'll redirect into this one. All right, so you should get a wee notification, everybody. You might not get it on my channel, but you'll figure it out. And I'll see you guys over there. I might start 5 minutes late, but I'll see you over there. Thank you, everyone, for coming and joining me. Ron is going to be focusing on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, live on the Sean Atwood channel. And I'm going to be releasing a new series of content that starts on Monday, just for the Sean Atwood channel, pre-recorded. And then I'm going to piggyback content that is full exposés on my channel with 10 or 15 minute videos talking about it in a way that's appropriate for Sean's channel to promote it to the larger audience. Obviously, it's more important to at least get the message out about the things that we cover. And I hope you guys all come along for the ride. I really appreciate all of you. So thank you all for being here. Thank you all for supporting me. Thank you all for supporting the Sean Atwood channel. And I'll see you all in the next one. Be safe out there, guys.